Time to get it started here. Another day, another week. Going to the mild side this morning. Be careful out there, though. Some slippery spots. Kind of this melting, freezing thing. 32 right now in a cloudy sky. A From the Community calendar, Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center presents her fourth annual Love Our Youth Program fundraiser. Always a good time. It's going to be happening this Friday from 3 until 7 p.m. Admission, absolutely free, but free will donations will be accepted anytime. Okay, it's a big fundraiser for them. You can register for prizes for just a buck. Watch the Breckenridge PD and Fire Department take the Try Not to Laugh Challenge. That could be good. Free skating, coloring contest, cookies, cocoa, door prizes, and dollar bingo cards. Again, get that on your calendar. This Friday, February 13th, from 3 till 7 p.m. at the Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man, I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 Premium No Ethanol gas?
Yeah. Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Bill's 210 Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hey, good morning, my friends. It's Dablo here in my radio hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Celebrating Monday, February 9th. And not only is it Monday, but it is Make-A-Wish Monday. And, well, it's actually Make-A-Wish Monday, and it is Giving Hearts Day this coming Thursday. And always enjoy talking with Billie Jo Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. She is on the phone with me this morning. Billie Jo, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It is so good to talk to you, and I know Giving Hearts Day, one of your one of the favorite days for Make-A-Wish North Dakota, and that's where, you know, it unites communities across North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. And for listeners who may not know, Billie Jo, what is Giving Hearts Day, and how can you help turn local generosity into wishes for kids? Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's a 24-hour giving day, and it is such a remarkable day that has been over a decade running now and just continues to grow. There are over 400 nonprofits who participate, and so I just think it's so neat to have this collaboration among all of the nonprofits who are really galvanized around Giving Hearts and really appreciating those that give back to their communities, whatever it may be, for helping WISH kids like ours or animal rescue or food pantries, whatever it may be. I just think it's just really amplifies the generosity of our region. And how it helps us directly is that those individual donors, what I love about this day is that you can give as little as $10 or as much as $10,000. I just love it because it combines, and we were able last year with the funding to grant over 20 wishes just from that day alone. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, and as more kids are making wishes too, Make-A-Wish continues to grow. And with everything, with growth, there's always misconceptions. There's always things that people might not understand. Are there any misconceptions or common misconception about Make-A-Wish? Billie Jo, that needs clearing up. Can you tell us about this?
Yes, absolutely. One thing, I think we're going to start with the WISH journey. The first thing is referrals. So we work with referrals, medical professionals, a school nurse, a child life specialist, a treating physician, et cetera. Whoever can refer and or a parent or legal guardian or a family member. So we depend on those referral sources. And you can refer right here locally. You don't have to wait until someone is going to Mayo or University of Minnesota. You want to do it locally. It's okay to even refer twice to make sure that they are in our system. The other misconception is that we only serve the eligibility. We only serve children with terminal illnesses. That was the case back in 1980. That was our mission. But as medicine has advanced, so has our mission. So we now grant wishes to children with critical illnesses. Does not necessarily mean that we don't lose kiddos, but it is a lasting wish, not necessarily the last wish. And then the other misconception, the third one I'd say, is that we have wonderful in-kind partners like Disney, but Disney doesn't pay for all of our wishes. Or, you know, we have to depend on people like the Giving Hearts that are going to happen here on Thursday to be able to grant a wish, which at this time is about $7,500 to $10,000 on average. Like I said, we're able to leverage that with some in-kind partnerships of about 5,200, but it does take individual donors helping us make those wishes possible.
Billy Joe, we were talking before we went on air too here, and you said it's too bad that something like Make-A-Wish has to exist, but on the other side of that, it's so great that it does. How many wishes are you granting this year, and how many kids are currently waiting? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, so we are on track to grant 67 wishes. We have over 100 kids who are at some phase along their medical journey, and we're walking alongside them from just getting referred to getting that discovery and meeting with volunteers like Amy and Casey in the local Wahpeton Breckenridge community, or they're actually going to be revealed. Or some of them this week, we have a few that are heading off to onto their wish. So in various stages of their wishes being granted. But yeah, I wish there were cures for everything, and then we could talk about something else, Bill.
Right. No, absolutely. And I know they had their big purse bingo this past Saturday out in Hankinson.
Yes.
I got to get a follow-up to that because I'm sure it was a success. But again, a lot of people showing up to support Make-A-Wish. Billy Joe, where should listeners go right now if they want to give? And more importantly, how can they spread the word so more wishes can happen sooner?
So I'll start on the back end, the latter. Let's, follow us on social media. I think that sharing the stories, we often have Wish Kids stories, sharing those stories to show that the kids right here in North Dakota are being helped by Make-A-Wish North Dakota. The other thing I would say is consider volunteering and being part of that purse bingo or the upcoming puzzle competition. However you may want to get involved, let us know by at wish.org/North Dakota. Or for Giving Hearts Day, you can go to givingheartsday.org and you can find Make-A-Wish North Dakota among many different organizations. I understand that the average donor gives to about two or three organizations on Giving Hearts Day, and that's just amazing.
Right, absolutely. And you know, in the time that you and I have spent together and getting to know you, and I told you this before, and I mean it, Billy Joe, I think they've got the right person for the right place, for the right job, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. I love your enthusiasm and your passion for everything you do. And thanks for visiting with us today and for the hope, strength, and the joy that you bring all your Wish Kids, you and all the Make-A-Wish volunteers. Okay, and I hope you have a great Giving Hearts Day on Thursday.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone for listening and being a part of Make-A-Wish. And I also want to say a shout out to the Chamber. Make-A-Wish North Dakota has been selected as a nominee for their annual business awards, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that award ceremony. So thanks again for recognizing us as being part of solutions in the Wahpeton Breckenridge area.
And Billy Joe, we're nominated as well, so we'll be spending some time together next week. Looking
awesome.
Forward to that. Billy Joe, thanks for talking with us this morning. Take care.
You too.
Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And we talk with Billy Joe the second Monday of each month. And if you missed any of this, it will be podcast and up on our website. That should be available early this afternoon. It's 927 here at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Modern Ag Alliance issued a report on the state of the American farmer, showing that agriculture is facing one of its most challenging periods in a generation. The report said economic pressures